Today's shir has been given Lila Nishmas of Greinim and Rabbi Yankiv Lezevnik, who just passed away. To sponsor shirim for the future, please email rabbifishman@gmail.com or go to rabbifishman@gmail.com and click on the sponsor button. Your sponsorships help make this shirim available. We are up to Perek Aleph, Sif Mem Beis in the new print. I believe it's Sif Lamed Vav in the old print. It's on page Yud Ches in the new print. We're going to talk today about Kedera Al Gabi Kedera, about putting one pot on top of another pot on a fire on Shabbos. So let's begin Sif Mem Beis. Mutar Litein B'Shabbos Kedera U'Batav Shel Kar. You're allowed to take a pot that has in it food that's cold, Afilu oichel she'enay mevushel, even food that's not cooked, and put it al gabe kedera she'al ha'esh, and put it on top of a pot that's on the fire. Kedei lahofik atzina memenu, to remove the coolness, you know, just to remove it from being very cold to room temperature. V'hu she'oichel la'yuchel eschamim b'derek zukedei she'yateh slazvei. But it has to be in a fashion, since we're talking about food that's not previously cooked. You have to make sure that the food cannot reach out to Yatzeh Ladesh, because that would begin the cooking process, and that would be Bishul. But if the Tavshel Shulchan and Mikzas Umavushel Kortzache, but if the Tavshel, this food that's in this pot, is warm and it was already previously fully cooked, Aydavi Yavesh, or if it's a Davi Yavesh, which means it's a fully dried item, even if it's cold, Afilu Hukar, Afilu Hukofu, even if it's congealed, it's like frozen style, Umavushel Kortzache, if it's fully cooked, then you can put it on top of a pot that's on a fire. Afilu in bederech zu yischamim habe. Even if it's going to warm up, even if it's going to chat sledges by, because be'etzem we hold ein bishalach bishal. Nervous about what? Why can't you generally, even though we hold ein bishalach bishal, why can't you put something straight on the stove, on a blech, right? Because it's mechzik mevashel. But by gederel gad bikdera, since someone cooks that way, it's not Mexican Vashel. So since it's not Mexican Vashel and it's fully cooked, it doesn't matter if it's going to reach out sledges by when it's on top of the Kedera, it's on top of the other pot. So it's a big chiluk. You have to make sure that the food is fully cooked if you want to go with this heter of Kedera al gabe Kedera. Now, as far as putting on top of the top pot blankets or something like that, wrapping it, so that's a hatmona issue. And therefore, you have to be careful with regards to the halachas of hatmona, which we're going to get to eventually. Se'if mem gimel, the old printed Sif Lam Zayin, kedera uba tavshel ha-meichel kamuz gedela shal shumen karish. Let's say you want to put up on it a pan or a pot that has in it congealed fat, right? Very often, if you have meat or if you have soup, you put it in the refrigerator, you put it in the freezer, so the fat congeals. So now you want to take this pot or pan that has congealed fat in it and stick it on the top of a kedera. So that ain la nichal gabi kedera chama, that you can't put on top of a hot pot. Shekein lechatchilo also lahavshir davar b'Shabbos, because you're not allowed to dissolve and melt something on Shabbos b'shum is a neilat, right? That's why I'm not going to go into right now. But ice cubes you put into a cup that already has liquid in it, so when it dissolves, it's been bottled into the liquid, so that you don't have neilat from that liquid. Same thing over here too. When it dissolves from its congealedness, we'll call it, so you have neilat. You can't defrost something on Shabbos. Mishum is a neilat. He says if it's a mikra, it's not, you know, and you're not doing it for that purpose. So there are those who are lenient. But the evid, you did dissolve the fat. But the evid, it's not going to be us to eat. But let's say have a big pot, and there's only a little bit of fat in the top. Right? So let's say you have on the top of a soup pot, only a little bit fat, right? And then when you heat it up, it dissolves, and it's not obviously there. So that's bottle similar to the ice cubes in the water, and that would be permitted. Let's say you have some type of juice which congealed, but it's a type of thing that you eat congealed. He says like the tzir, like the juice of fish. Like if you're used to that jar gefilte fish, right? So, you know, they have that congealed stuff that comes out with it, and people eat that straight congealed. So that mutalav shiroi, because that's not nailed, because you do eat it that way. But I will point out that it's good to see over here the Ha'ara on the bottom, number Kuf Chav Gimel, where he brings Shemati Me'agon Yerub Shleim Zalman Erbach, when he muka imay, ha'il v'rishenim chalkim al ba'al seifa tshumu v'gam tomorrow of me'peris ha'mutorim b'schita, Dana Mashke Choshev Noilad, he brings a whole machlekes whether there is Noilad here or not. So he says, he says only things that you would never eat when the fat is congealed, would you say that there was noilad to have it be congealed, to be decongealed, to be liquefied. But mela things which you also eat, ben kishu karush or ben kishu nimoyach, so you could be mekel. And that's why this tzir document, all the types of fats which you would eat congealed, it's not a problem, the fact that you are dissolving it. Siv Mem Dalid on top of page Yutes. Shtei kederis ha'emdes al gabi eish. You have two pots on the fire, achas al gabi chaverto, one on top of the other. Hoser es ha'tachtoina. You want to remove the bottom one. Lo yiten es ha'elyonim mekoymish al gabi eish. You have to be killed. You can't put the top pot now straight on the blech. Gamim matavash rabam vushal kor tzorchoy. V'cham kedei she'yatz lezbe. Even if the top is fully cooked, and the top is reached out sleds by from being kedera al gabi kedera, you cannot take that kedera al gabi kedera, which you don't see as being Mexican mevashel, and putting it now down on the blech. Vafilu me'esh mechusa, even if the fire is covered. Vafilu me'shtei ha'kedera shoy al gabi esh oid be'erev Shabbos, even if both of the pots were on the fire before Shabbos. But now you've removed one of those pots, and you left it on top for a while on top of the other pot. You cannot switch it back down. The Kate said yes, so what should you do? You should take the top pot and put it on top of another pot. That's on also on top of the fire. So you should move it. If you have to take out the bottom pot, you should take the top pot and move the top pot to the top of another pot. But what happens if ain't like a day or kazoo? What happens if you don't have a second pot? So what should you do? Yenia chafilu b'shabes kadeir reiko etzelachas mateches etavnes hafi afucha gabeish. Take an empty pan or an empty pot and put it upside down on top of the blech. For yenia chesakadeir hel yena aleho. And now you can put this pot that was on top of a different pot on top of this empty pan. And once again, he says you could do this only if it's fully cooked previously and it's still warm. He does point out that you have to be careful that if the fire on the blech is hot enough, and this is in the star, in the small print underneath, he says, if this fire on the blech is very hot, and by putting this empty pan on top, this empty pan, the metal of it will reach the temperature of Libun. So then you're going to have a separate issa of being malabein of this pan. So therefore, you have to make sure that we're dafka talking when the fire is not so hot. Next, we're going to start this year, I don't know if we're going to finish, talking about the halachas of urns and boilers and hot water on Shabbos. A siv memches. Miskan l'chimum mayim ha'mufal b'chashmal. A boiler, or a autofill urn, really, most of these halachas will apply, a hot water tank that's heated b'gaz, a b'neft, a gas hot water tank, or a neft, which is another type of fuel. Mekivon she'ka'asher meitzim imenu mayim cham. Right, as soon as you open the spout and you take out some hot water, ba'an b'mkaimim shel eilam mayim karim b'meichal shalai, what happens? Cold water goes in and gets heated up. So also you're not allowed to take hot water. You're not allowed to open the faucet on such a hot water tank, right? So on your faucet at home, your hot water faucet, by opening it up, if that's going to allow cold water in, you're not allowed to do that. I feel even if right now the boiler, the hot water tank, whatever it is not currently, the fire is not lit, it's right? And even if the little water that you allow in is not going to light that fire and reignite that heat, it doesn't matter. Right? Why? Because that water that comes in is going to become a vushel. She says, "El imken amiskan boni b'derech kezush anitin loitzim menu mayim cham b'loy samakarim yichnasu b'mikem." Unless you have a shut-off valve that you could shut off any new cold water from going into your hot water tank on Shabbos. Now, this would only work just physically if your hot water tank, like in Eretz Yisrael, would be on the roof and the water is running downwards. But if you have, like in America, where we have our hot water tanks in the basement, generally speaking, if you shut off the intake, you lose the water pressure and water won't come out. And he says, even if you shut off the cold water from going into the tank, you have to be careful that you shut off the cold water coming out. You have to make sure, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, or you somewhere in America, you have hot water tank on the roof. So even though you shut off the intake into the hot water tank, hot water will still come out. But now in your faucet lines, you have cold water and hot water. That hot water, as it comes through, will be mavash or the cold water. So you have to make sure that you have no cold water coming through the line either that will be warmed up to Yatzel Edes by this hot water coming through. You have to make sure that any area where the cold and hot gets combined, right on your faucet, there's a spot where the hot and cold combine and then comes out of a single faucet. So you have to make sure you pour that to garnish. Then you can't use such water because that was water that you heated by mistake on Shabbos. I only eat number clean. But I'm used to masakir as amba delachas shemaim eli yizam lehem. So you have to make sure that you don't have irrecreation and that you're warming such cold water. And if you chush that it did, you can't use that water. You can't have enough of that. You should let that go to ibud. Then it's at least secretion like nichele. Therefore, he says, what should you have? If you're going to want to use hot water in Shabbos, you should make sure you have two separate lines coming into your sink of cold water and hot water. To make sure that within the faucet system, the hot water and the cold water never meet. So on a realistic level, it's not very practical in America. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael, it might be a little bit more practical. Shutting off the intake, and if there's a way to reach it, right, to make sure that no cold water goes in and make sure that the hot water comes out. When the hot water comes out, you have to make sure that it never comes in contact with the cold water while it's still Yatz Ladzbet. If the water in your water tank is not Yatz Ladzbet, then ain't Tzarech B'skiri T'chil Shabbaz Ha'mayim Akram. Then you don't have to worry. So if you have a way of lowering your thermostat to the point that the hot water in your hot water tank is nice and warm, so you have warm water on Shabbos, but it's not Yatz Ladzbet. So then you're not going to have to worry about coming in contact with cold water. So you have to make sure that also, he has to make sure that when you take out the hot water, it can't be a system where at some point with a Shabbos clock or something, because you, to make sure the water doesn't get too cold, that you have it set to go back on, because by you having let out water, what you're doing is making that when the Shabbos clock turns back on, it's going to cook faster. So that's going to be usher as well. So realistically speaking, except if you have a way of lowering your thermostat to below the Yatz Ladzbet, which I believe that's something called Shabbos Haba, there is such a device that will lower your water before Shabbos to below Yatz Ladzbet, then you know you have, might have warm water, it'll keep it warm, but what's it called? But other, you know, and that will allow you to mix it in with cold water. But if that's not the scenario, when hot water comes through, you're going to have a problem. Then he says, Mecham, a sambur, like an urn, Kashmlai electric, Hamufal, a mufsakai de vest chum, that works with a thermostat. Motel is damaged by Shabbos. You're allowed to use that on Shabbos. Im omnam hamayim shabbek fahoyu rusuchim of ne Shabbos, when it's standing legami. As long as the hot water was hot before Shabbos and not fully cooled off. You have to make sure not to add any water to this urn, but you're allowed to take water out. And even though now that there's less water in it, it will, what's it called? Now that there's less water in it, you know, at some point the heating element may go on. That's not going to be a problem. The im haberes ashadake metzim es hamayim, the force that usually you take the water out with muskan betachtas hamecham, is at the bottom of the urn. If the spigot is at the bottom of the urn, which is the typical old-fashioned urns that have the spigot at the bottom, if you have an urn whose spigot is going to corrode if there's no water in the urn. Right? So if you have such an urn, what's the halacha? He says that you're not allowed to use that urn on Shabbos, because if you run out of water, we're worried that what are you going to go do? You're going to go take extra water, put it in, so that it doesn't get ruined. So such a thing you're not allowed to do. Now, today's day and age, you have a problem, but not such a simple problem. Today's urns, those old-fashioned urns, if they run out of water, you can have a fire. The spigot won't get ruined, but you can have a fire. So you have to be very careful that not to use up all the water. So therefore, in such a thing where he's talking about where the spigot's going to get ruined, never lean over the urn to use up all the water. Use up all the water, you were worried about it. And the same thing applies to our urns, the old-fashioned style, not the new pumps. That you have to be careful not to lean it over to use up all the water. Because if you use up all the water, you could have a fire. And if you could have a fire, you can run into other chilul Shabbos problems. You might unplug it or whatever. Or you might come to put water in it. So you should be careful never to use up all the water in the urn. Today's share was sponsored, Lil Nishmas of Greiner Ben Rabbi Yankiv. It was just Nifter, El Zemdik, because Neshama should have an Aliyah. To sponsor future Shurim, please email rabbifishman@gmail.com or just go to rabbifishman, rabbifishman.com, and click on the sponsor button.